The ashes filled a black plastic box about the size of a toaster. It weighed 3.5 pounds. I put it in a canvas tote bag and packed it in my suitcase this past July for the Trans-Pacific flight to Manila. From there, I would travel by car to a rural village. When I arrived, I would hand over all that was left of the woman who had spent 56 years as a slave in my family's household.
The slave is Eudocia Tomas Pulido, or Lola, the family nanny of Pulitzer-winning journalist Alex Tizon. His Atlantic cover story, published posthumously, is causing a sensation, a story of modern-day slavery in America. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Pulido was given as a gift to Tizon's mother in the Philippines. She followed the family to the United States and raised Alex and his siblings without pay. She was not allowed to go back to visit her family. She was abused by Tizon's parents. In the end, when she was finally free, she had nowhere to go. Some praised Tizon for his courage in confronting a dark chapter in his family's history. Some see a lack of courage in telling the story at a time when no one can be held accountable. When I read it, I was moved and appalled, but most of all, I was struck by one thing. It was news only because it was happening in America. Some variation of that same story happens all over India every day. My sister and I, too, were raised by someone much like Alex Tizon's Lola. She was not given as a gift to anyone. She was paid, though I don't know how much. She went home regularly. I grew up playing with her grandchildren, Chordi, or little sister, as we called her. Widowed early in life, nursed my dying great-grandmother, wiped the children's bottoms, emptied bedpans without complaint. Unlike Tizon's Lola, she was able to retire back home with money my father gave her. One day she came back from a bath in the village pond, felt uneasy, lay down, and died. She accumulated a lot of virtue, my mother said admiringly. That's why her death was so peaceful. It's a familiar story about the old family retainer, more loyal than the children. How often have we heard a servant described as not really a servant, practically family? The servant will rarely dare say that about the master's family. It's the master's prerogative to extend that largesse to the maid, as long as she does not sit on the bed. I don't remember Chordi ever sitting on any of our sofas. It did not occur to us that there was anything strange about that. But coming to the West, we are embarrassed about this, as Tizon was when his friend Billy confronted him about his Lola.
When I once referred to Lola as a distant aunt, Billy reminded me that when we'd first met, I'd said she was my grandmother. Well, she's kind of both, I said mysteriously. Why is she always working? She likes to work, I said. Your dad and mom, why do they yell at her? Her hearing isn't so good. Admitting the truth would have meant exposing us all.
What that makes clear is that even as we talk about how we cannot judge these complicated feudal relationships in the Philippines or India by black and white Western standards, in our hearts, we cringe. That is why in every case of domestic help abuse with Indian employers in the West, someone always says she was just like family, as if that excuses everything. An Indian consul general's maid complained she was forced to work long hours for just $300 a month, her passport confiscated, and she had to sleep in the closet. A landlord in Berkeley was accused of trafficking poor women from his native village in India. He faced a court in America, but in his village, he was treated as a god. New York perfume millionaires were convicted of beating their Indonesian maids with brooms. But to the outside world, they insisted, they were not servants, they were just like family. That's our problem. Our Lolas and Chordis are not family or just like family. By calling them family, we are not honoring them. We are just trying to make ourselves feel better. But what would be better all around is if we treated them as what they are, workers and employees. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.